But that just made financial sense. Why is that some big
Because
conspiracy?
It was incentivized by the U.S. military. No, that's why.
No, it wasn't. Incentivized.
Brian.
Wait.
Brian,
oh, wait.
Brian.
Wait. China's development? Brian. Wait, China's 350 million middle-class workers?
No, part of it, but not everything went to China.
That was incentivized Brian, by the U.S. military?
Literally, the U.S. military.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes. Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters. All right,
welcome to Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters, aka
ha! Away to the danger zone.
Hey, let me ask you a real quick question. Yeah. Based on Dylan's look. No, let me ask you something. Based on Dylan's look, how many of the coins at the beach do you think he found? Do you think he found all of them? Did he find all of them?
Sam, you are a genius. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Dylan, do you have a camera on you?
No, not today.
What happened to the camera?
Hold on. I got to hold on.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Now we have to put it back.
How many coins?
Can you flip it?
Of course it was my camera. Sabotage. Look at that, dude. It's not even on me anymore.
It's not even on me anymore.
Oh, did you just put it on yourself again? Now we got three cameras
I'll
on you, Cal.
I'll fix it.
Now we got three of them.
You look like you run a failed food truck.
Yeah, I do, bro. Is it my tits?
You run a failed food truck.
Do my tits tell
truck.
You I can't make a good you, fucking Philly? Is that what you're saying?
You look like you run a failed food truck. You look, Dylan, why are you dressed like an 80-year-old man who looks for coins on the beach? I really want to know.
I mean, I know you just hung out on a yacht, but that doesn't mean you got to change your lifestyle.
That's incredible. You look like an 80-year-old man. who tends to the flowers. He has a tiny garden in his beachfront property. He's got little gardenia flowers that he tends, and then he goes and looks for coins. Good God.
Guys, is
your wife's name Mabel?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're in it, bro. We're ready to tackle the number one news show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Number one with a bullet. By the way, I have no clue what is, what isn't, what works, why some people sell tickets, some people don't. I've given up on understanding any of it.
Me too.
Given up. I see people selling out theaters. I go, dude, I'm super happy for you. Yay for you.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm right with you.
Beeps, all that.
I have trouble with that.
Okay. I'm going to be there,
Boston,
and there.
PA. Las Vegas. I'm going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois.
Whoa, bro. Yep. Cross that off the list.
Let's hope that works out. And then I got Comedy Zone October. What is that? 6 and 7?
Yeah.
Come get some October.
Oh, Skankfest.
Yeah, Skankfest.
I wonder if they would let us do a live Conspiracy Social Club there.
That they would, and I would love to.
We should ask them.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
We should ask them.
And we should just do it.
All right. Yeah, dude. So what's going on? Are we in it, bro?
A lot of stuff. A lot of breakdown of the social order. Lauren Boebert vaping, saying she didn't, then saying she did. You got Fetterman and Chuck Schumer showing up on the floor of our great Capitol in casual wear, debunking the dress code.
Why do you think they're doing that? Like, world is burning. Why do we care?
It's the breakdown of order. The Biden.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You got rumblings of the Biden crime family. You got rumblings of the Trump crime family. You got rumblings. It seems that corruption, and it seems like a lack of respect for order and a lack of respect for the structures and institutions that got us here are what is happening. And you could probably trace it all the way back to what, Sam?
homosexual communist.
Well, you could trace it back to the exposure of the Catholic Church. That used to be a real bulwark.
The Catholic Church, and this is not against Catholics, but what if the Vatican itself is part of the chaos?
It is.
It's a perversion of...
So the Catholic Church was it's such a pillar, a foundation of stability in American life. You know, the Pope, these were sacrosanct figures, a priest.
Well, you remember when Sinead O'Connor ripped a picture and all hell broke loose?
Yes, and that because, and Disney came out with a movie called, I think it was called Priest, and it alluded to the fact that this priest was a pedophile.
Yeah.
And this father was on a radio show, and he said, I am, you know, boycotting Disney. This was literally in 1985.
Yeah, I have some thoughts on that too.
He couldn't believe it. He was so angry. Well, as we know, the Catholic Church was not only complicit in crimes against children, but helped cover it up at the highest levels. And a lot of them went and lived in and are living in the Vatican today.
No, I'm with you.
So that really shakes the foundation of something.
Yeah, I just want to say something real quick. And, you know, I've had Catholics on my show and they brought this up. Show me an organized religion, I'll show you a pedophile network. And that's my opinion. I'm not saying religion itself. I'm just saying that when there's a power structure, there tends to be abuse at the highest 100%. Levels and a cover up. And the fact that
that's a really good point.
Catholics are the only ones that, this is why, like, even let's say, Glory's Gems. What is that?
Righteous Gems.
Righteous Gems.
And I love everybody on that show.
Yeah,
there's not an actor on there I don't love. Yeah. I won't watch it because it's only going after one. I'm over it.
You're over the Christian bashing.
Yeah, the Christian bashing. When you go after everybody else, then I'll take you seriously.
The Catholic Church has a lot to offer still, and the Catholic religion has a lot to offer. So I'm not bashing that.
I'm not condoning what they do either. I'm just saying the promotion.
No, I think what you're saying is that anywhere there are children,
yeah,
anywhere there's access to children, you're going to find monsters. Monsters are going to come.
Because this is where you and I are going to get a little different.
No, I always say
you corrupt the system. If you corrupt the system by filling the system full of corrupted people,
yes,
it's easier to control the system.
Well, I kind of have a joke about like the idea that any spiritual leader who's a dude, if you see a dude who's wearing like beads and Jesus sandals with like loose flowing garbs with his shirt open and he's not from Tibet, he's selling his cock.
Yeah, like, that's a great way to get into Russell Brand, right? I mean, because that you just described Russell Brand.
Well,
right,
what do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I have different opinions. You know, I talked about this my other show, but it's like I'd heard whispers that, you know, and I hate saying this, but I heard whispers that a lot of stuff that he's been doing now has been in preparation for this stuff, that this has been kind of his counter to getting ahead of this stuff.
Did he just get sober?
Well, I mean, like, here's the whole thing. Like, I mean, like, you know, it's a delicate situation. I have daughters. I don't like predators out there, man. But what I will tell you is that once again, the same playbook is being played, right? I mean, people are breaking down these tests instantly going, look at that little line right there. That means it's been cut and paste. The texts are two different texts, you know? And so it's like, I think that just based on obviously, you know, personally, you know, what I've seen it done to people I love, you're going to go, I'm going to wait till evidence comes out and not just this hashtag again, where you see the bots on Twitter, believe all women. Did you guys know that right now there is an epidemic of women being busted on GoFundMe lying about fatal diseases?
I believe it.
Women
are human beings. And you know who'll tell you that women lie? Other women.
Yeah.
Because they're human.
Right.
And you know, like Yale University, under the Obama administration, a college, if a woman said she was sexually assaulted, there had to be, quote unquote, a 51% evidence-based. There had to be 51% of that had to be based on evidence, and the kid would be expelled, and the you weren't allowed to cross-examine the girl or ask questions. That was revoked by Betsy DeVos, and now Biden, who I don't know if you forgot about Tara Reid, because he was accused of I think rape. But the mainstream media leave that alone. It's Biden. But apparently, he's trying. Well, he was accused of sexual assault.
Yeah.
But the Biden administration is trying to bring that Obama 51% standard back. The problem was that this kid from Yale got expelled. There was a trial. This young woman was proven to be lying.
Yeah.
She was a liar.
Yeah.
I'm quoting my favorite podcast. This whole podcast, I've been quoting Commentary Magazine, by the way. So shout out to Commentary Magazine. But she was a proven liar. And he's trying to get her included in the lawsuit for $100 million. He's suing Yale, but he should be able to sue that woman.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of these examples, because what happened was a lot of these girls, once they see a therapist, they weaponize regret. So they said yes, and now they come back and say, actually, I was coerced or I was bullied into it.
No, 100%.
So we're in a really weird time.
Yeah.
Russell Brand, well, I'm going to leave that alone.
Real quick, let's just say, you know, we have daughters.
Yes.
Like, we want a safe space for people to live their life. My whole life is pushing back against authority, making anybody do anything they're not comfortable with, that they don't want to do. That to me is wrong. We are not apologists or anything like that. We're just simply saying, based on the data of what we've seen over the last couple years, you have the right to go, I'm waiting to see what evidence comes out.
That's a good way to put it. I'm going to wait.
Let's see what's said.
I read that article, and I think that the women didn't know each other, and the BBC spent about 4 years, from what I hear, or not the BBC, the Sunday Times and these different. There
yeah, but
four,
the
there were three
gets
different.
This somebody brought yeah. this up. Somebody brought this up. Where? How do they all come under one umbrella? Meaning, there were no legal moves made, meaning nobody went to the cops or said any of this. It's just like, how did you find this out? And if you want to jump in, I can tell you're jumping there, you communist woodchuck. You can jump in anytime you want.
Well, the idea would be that there he was someone, I think, that is a threat in one way or another. So whether or not he is guilty of this.
What do you mean by that?
Well, so I think Russell Brand has been a thorn in the side of a lot of people in the mainstream media who are probably more activists, more ideological than they are objective. And when you have that, there is a lot of incentive to take a guy like that and embarrass him, to neutralize him, to destroy him.
Right.
So he may have had real skeletons in his closet when he was an addict. Very possible.
Well, it's also,
but why go after him now? Why now?
Right.
Why when he's 48? And what are you, what's the real motivation here? Are you real? Do you really care about the women? Do you really? I don't think you do. I think what you want to do is you want a story.
Right.
And that's okay too, because you have to expect that if you're in the limelight and you're a celebrity, you have to.
We are now in a time where a 31-year-old man should not be with a 16-year-old girl.
I agree with that.
We as fathers,
even if it's legal,
we would slit throats.
Even if
right?
it's legal.
Right?
And it was legal in the UK, you know.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
But it's a very important point. So 16 years old right. was legal, but for me, I think you should raise that age, because when you have a 16-year-old, you're going to have those situations.
100%.
And I don't think, my daughter's 15, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think a 16-year-old, I truly don't believe it. But let's have this conversation. If you're going to make it 18, which is real young too. So I'm 56. If I showed up at a wedding with an 18-year-old, that may be legal, but it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it's actually pornographic in its nature, and we all know.
Well, you know, hold on. I'm just going to say this. It's like, yeah, it's weird, but people are allowed to get weird.
That's what
we're talking about is, you know, because the biggest thing is that there's this presentation of that it's a power dynamic and an abuse of that power dynamic. But the nature of females, whether it is whether it's humans or animals, is that the female is attracted to the most powerful alpha.
Yes.
That's what it is. So it's always going to be a power dynamic, because if you take a shot at the title, you're going to be going for the biggest one out there. So if you have LeBron James, right,
yeah,
and a cheerleader who's on the Minnesota Timberwolves, there's automatically a power dynamic thing because she's attracted to power.
Of course.
That she's taking that shot. So to sit there afterwards going, it's a power dynamic. Yeah, that's why you were into it.
That's right.
And to get to that power level, bro, you and I have been in this industry forever. It takes a little bit of a psychopath to
everything.
Will yourself to that level.
It takes everything.
So you're automatically swimming in a shark tank.
Look, dude, when I was 45 years old,
I'm yelling again.
When you're 45 years old and you're at the top of your game, you're very attractive to every female,
right,
18 and over, and you should be.
Yes.
Because let me just, then this is the other thing we should talk about. Men reach their potential, their power potential, their peak attractiveness, probably somewhere between 35 and 50.
Yeah, right? So I'm done. Stick
after
a
all,
fork
yeah,
in
after
me.
All this
I'm like just decaying,
it's
bro.
True. At 56, I'm on the way down. But yeah, but between like 35 and 50, I got some stuff for you. 35 and 50, that's
what
you're
that?
At.
What?
Women.
What is that?
I got some stuff. I got some stuff.
But what women, if I walk around with a BBL? Just fucking.
There it is.
I come in with a Ninja Turtle ass.
Dude,
next
deadlifts
week.
Right there. Deadlifts right there. I got you. But women at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
You could have said like 22 through 30. You could have said.
You know, that's
that.
When they got some power.
Yeah, 100%.
That's when they stopped traffic and billionaires. Yeah. Married.
Bro, I drove around because I saw these two hot Jew moms, these two gorgeous Jews. Just I drove around, back around. I'm like, I gotta look at this hot Jewish chick
two
again.
Two hot Jew moms?
Yeah, because everyone in my neighborhood are Jews.
Oh, okay.
So it was like Rosh Hashanah. They're all just walking around. Oh, so I'm just doing laps looking at hot Jew ass, bro. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know, but.
Yeah, okay, so if you don't know, I can say it. You know if you're offended. Like, that's a hard rule.
Give
you
us
either
this,
know you're offended.
Let's touch on some subjects. So your thoughts on Russell is you're going to wait and see.
I'm waiting to see, dude. Yeah. Listen, dude, I also know, Brian, this is my final thing I'm going to say. We're in a real weird place culturally where we encourage women to be the freakiest possible, and men have to be, like, just completely neutered.
Michelle Wolf, I can't recommend her special enough. The second episode and third episode, she touches on all the stuff.
Comedy, three comedy special?
Yes. It's a half hour each. And
oh, cool.
I got to tell you, Michelle Wolf, episode 2 and 3, is some of the smartest, most. It was so inspiring. I woke up and I wrote at 3:30 in the morning because I was like, I got to get on the ball because this woman is writing about all this stuff in the smartest fucking way I have ever heard. It's like unbelievable. And it touches on all this stuff in a better way than anybody I've heard it. But, what I was trying to say is, what was the last thing you said? Because I interrupted.
He said
you.
He was driving around the block for Jew moms.
Jew moms.
No, but then I thought of something else.
Hot Jew moms.
Were they?
No. It was that. And this is a big problem. Like, if you watch comedy right now, you can't go without a woman, female conk, and they're all funny, talking about all the crazy stuff they love to shove in their snatches. Right,
yeah.
But
yeah,
the guys, what? So we have to be.
Yeah.
What is this, boring?
No,
see, even that's an example. I talk about chicks shoving stuff in weird places. That's boring. If a woman there would be like, yeah, like,
well, that
like,
might have been a too
like,
far.
Here's a
that
tip.
Might have been a too far alarm. But I think that that overall, it seems to me that you're right. It's like women.
It's an inversion.
Are giving like I think. We're at a time where there are a lot of mixed signals. So nobody knows how to follow what, right? It's because it's all subjective on
it's
the person.
Brian.
But I think we're moving back to.
It's starting.
I think we're moving back to the old puritanical conservative sexual norms. I think what we're doing.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen. But what I think we are moving to is, hey, man, whatever you want to do with consenting adults at your house is great. Just, we don't need to hear about it.
No, I don't even think that's the case because that's dangerous too because now you can weaponize regret. If a woman can come forward after 25 years or 10 years or whatever, and say, you know, I did this thing, but in fact, I realize now that I was taken advantage of. We know that if she tells that story to a journalist, that person's career is over. Their reputation over. Everything's done. So I think that the young men that are coming up now, who are seeing this happen to men, say my age, are going to be super, so careful with any sexual engagement
that they're going to go, Brian, they don't want to screw.
This is forever. This is forever because I'm not doing this casual shit because you might come back 20 years later and kill me.
These young guys don't want anything to do with women now.
And it's not making women happy.
Well, they should be because they've made everything toxic. You know, and it's just like this is the ebb and flow. Okay, Woodchuck, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you spoke of a tide changing. The proletariat's voice growing. All this said on the day after the anniversary.
You're talking weird, bro.
Can we also hit you with the boring thing?
We are the 99 Occupy Wall Street. The anniversary was yesterday. And this comes at a time when the WEF is having concerns about...
Oh, this is Jimmy Dore. This is a great video Jimmy Dore found. I couldn't find the original video he shows because I didn't look for it. But this is very interesting. Watch this, Brian. This gives me hope. And I want to ask you a question as you listen to this. And I'd like to ask the Woodchuck that a question as well.
Quote, cis anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. It's dismantling the system, and we see certain elements of this now in the new U.S. administration.
Really interesting what he's saying there, and this is the whole thing that Jimmy Dore brings up really well, which is that Klaus Schwab is basically saying, like, hey, man, they're starting to turn on us, and what are we going to do about it? And it's a really interesting video. I know you only got snippets there, but what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are to anybody who wants to replace the system or to, you know, do all this stuff, you better know what to replace it with. What are you going to replace it with? So I worry about people like yourself and you the people that rail against.
Welcome to What's the Worst Take Ever? Here we go. Welcome to Worst Take Ever. We're playing it with Brian Callen. You guys, this is the worst take ever. What you're supposed to be is like, well, that gives me hope that maybe this digital prison that they want to put us in might not happen. That's the hot take to take. Well, that's the take.
So I don't, but see, the problem is this. Like, we are railing against a cashless society and a digital system, right?
And 15-minute cities.
All that stuff.
Digital crypto replacing cash.
I know, but my problem is that I always, when I see this, I go, man, damn, it might be a threat. It's got a dark side, but fuck, it's convenient.
Yeah, but Brian.
And then I say, what are we going to, but I'm saying.
Welcome to Worst Take Ever. We're going to see who's got the worst take. On one side, we have Brian Callen. On the other side, Hitler. Listen, bro, here we go.
All right.
Welcome to Worst Take Ever.
Well, you can
with
say
Brian Callen. Hey, you're going to fight back against your own prison men. What do you think? I don't know if I like it.
I'm not saying that.
I don't think this is the best idea.
I'm saying that most people are looking over here when they should be looking over here. So here's the problem with us complaining about this. We're using it. And we're using it more and more, and we're getting addicted to it. And we don't even have another option anymore. So cash is hilarious. Nobody uses cash anymore. We all use Venmo. We all use Zelle.
Right.
You know, right. And so what I'm saying is that 15-minute cities, I don't know, all this stuff. It's like, hey, dude, guess what? You, me, and everybody else, as much as we are afraid of it, we're getting sucked into it. So,
yeah, but
so
Brian, the point is, it's about, you're right, there is convenience to it, and that's going to be our downfall, is how convenient they make it.
Well, so what do we replace it with?
Well, right? Brian, what we want are as many options as we can have, because we don't want to have a choke point in which some bank somewhere can decide that maybe our political views aren't what they like and they can bank. Now we can't get our money out of the bank. So if we know that we're talking a lot of smack out there and we took out 50 grand out of our bank and just put it in our safe, let's say, now we can spend this cash. But if we go away from cash, there's no way to get away from that.
I'm not so sure that's the... So that's a great example. I'm not so sure that... That's what I mean by looking over here when you should be looking over here. I don't know if taking 50 grand out is going to save you.
Okay, Brian, you know what I'm that's saying? Not the point.
No, I'm saying.
It's not the point.
I'm saying, Sam.
The point is, Brian, is that we do not want to give fascism the ability to control us. What am I talking about? The government and the private sector working together to limit our rights, which we saw in real time in Canada.
I agree with that. However, what I'm saying is then, okay, here's my challenge to you. Yes, of course. How do you balance convenience and our addiction to convenience, right? And technology, which seems to keep like this inexorable rise of technology,
right?
AI, blockchain. How do we, without throwing the baby out with the bathwater, the real question is, how the hell do we do this balance? How do we? And I, here's what I think. Here's my answer. You're going after Klaus Schwab, and I understand. But what we should really be doing is holding fast to the philosophy that made this country. And make sure that we're not compromising that. What is that? Individual liberty. Individual liberty.
Right.
So in other words, I don't want to be beholden not only to the collective, but as an individual, I want my privacy to mean something. Why is it that we somehow all looked over here and we are truly living in a surveillance state? Right now, you and I are being watched, and don't kid yourself. Your local law enforcement agency knows exactly where you are all the time. Do you know why? When you're driving around in your car, every place you turn, everywhere you have, there's a camera that records your driver's license. That driver's license
your license plate.
That license plate is automatically sent to a patrol car near you. That patrol car has a computer. That computer does an algorithm and looks at that your license to see if the car's stolen, to see if the car there are any warrants out for your arrest, see all these things. Okay. It's how they catch people so quickly.
Right.
So there's a good side to that. Criminals don't get away. Your car gets found right away. Okay. There's also a dark side to that, right? There's also this idea that we're centralizing power and technology, that there's one camera, one big brother camera that can suck in all this information. Okay. That's what I think. So you're not going to stop the technology. The technology's already here. It's already here. We're fucked. It's like saying, I need my guns. Well, what about drones? You're right. They'll kill me. I can't fight a tank. I get it. But. That means we have to fight for the idea that no matter what, no matter where technology goes, me as an individual.
I understand what you're saying, right? But what you're missing in this clip is that this is the guy that thinks we should eat bugs, okay? Have to get a vaccine booster every 2 weeks and all this stuff, which is against their will. They are trying to control the food supply. They are trying to control our air. What are you talking about, Brian?
You're making Klaus Schwab, and I don't know Klaus Schwab, but I'm just going to use him as an example. You're making the elites at the World Economic Forum evil baby eaters, and I would say that they are, a lot of them are trying to solve the problems that we're talking about in real time.
Brian, the problem with you, and there is many, but the biggest one is you are so welcome to Worst Take Ever with Brian Callen. Hey, you want to hear the worst take possible? Let's go. Hey, Hitler made highways. Was he that bad? Next with Brian Callen. Okay? Okay. So basically, what's happening here is Brian, and this is Brian's doing something that women love to do, which is they love having opinions on stuff they have no clue any of the information, but they instantly have a hot take, which is an ice cold take, on whatever he's doing. So Brian doesn't see any of the press conferences that come out of the WEF because he's too busy looking at glistening black men, right? Glistening black men aren't going to tell you about what the WEF is doing.
They have to be running or exercising with their shirts off.
Maybe we need to make videos where just chiseled, glistening black men are like, the WEF is trying to make you eat bugs. And Brian's like, I think they're trying to make us eat bugs.
I sent him to my wife and I go, you're a cheater. That's what I say. Because I know she's cheating.
She's got to be like, I bet you I can hit this and not get in trouble.
And it's not just women that have opinions based on nothing. You have those too.
Okay. Look who comes in. Communist Woodchuck, everybody.
Thank you so much.
But the point is like we are now seeing them blatantly come out and say either they're going to go along with this or we're going to force them to do this. They're saying this over and over again. And that's where he's completely off.
Is he saying or is he saying?
No, not him. They're saying it all the time, Brian. You can see it all the time. There are clips of people talking at the World Economic Forum talking about how we must force behavior. They're not listening to us anymore. We have to force their behavior.
You're right.
And that's where it comes in.
About this.
We should have the most option. I was talking about this the other day on stage. It's like, I can't believe it's 2023 and I have to talk about less things that I talked about on stage 10 years ago. It's like gotten worse because they just keep pulling these levers.
I know, but Sam, it might be fucking bad ideas from the universities. Isn't it also
bad ideas from
people?
Brian, from your problem is you don't realize that somebody is bringing those bad ideas to the universities. No. This is what's happening through endowments and grants and all this stuff.
Sam. It's also because when you have a society where people have no existential threat and you've got these, you know, you also had this situation. People have done a study on this, like Jordan Peterson. You've got these like...
Can I get an old man Callen sound effect
but
real
you've
quick?
Got, you've got,
we've literally talked about this 1,000 times.
I know,
times.
But the universities... They pushed out any ideas that were contrary to what the universities purified their echo chamber. And now you have insanity in the universities.
Yeah,
the people that are guilty are these professors.
Through endowments, grants, scholarships, they've been able to basically reward those who say what they want to be said. That's how they do it.
Or it's just a racket, or it's a country club where administrators and everybody
what?
Else make money.
What?
Agree to disagree on this one, right? Agree to disagree on this
agree
one,
to
right?
disagree.
Agree to disagree one.
What do you
on
think?
This one, right?
What do you think?
Well, I'd like, do you guys know what fusion centers are? You ever heard of a fusion center?
I've heard about like fusion and Phillies that are infused with like cheese.
Is
and
it
stuff.
An energy center? Is it a center that creates energy?
There's a certain energy to it, a demonic energy, you might say.
Snaps. Let's go.
So, with us being so close to what is arguably the greatest kind of cognitive protest in many, many years. The Occupy movement, which is we are the 99, right?
Yeah.
It nullifies the divide and conquer tactic of the ruling elite.
Yeah.
There's evidence that has come out lately about a little thing called the Fusion Center, which is, could you go ahead and read that, Cal?
Fusion Centers, a post 9/11 creation, are a federally funded joint project of the DHS and the U.S. Justice Department. I don't know what the DHS is. Which are designed to share intelligence information among such federal agencies as the DHS, the FBI.
You can't say it.
CIA,
are you FBI?
The CIA and the U.S. military,
DHS.
As well as state and local police agencies. By their nature, they are designed to circumvent legal constraints on various agencies. For example, the ban on CIA domestic spying or the Posse Comitatus Act, which bars active military activity within the borders of the U.S. There are currently 72 fusion centers around the U.S. Yes. Another group of documents shows that November 9th, 2 days after a demonstration by 1,000 Occupy activists in Chicago protesting social service cuts in that city, the NOC Fusion Desk relayed a request from Chicago police asking other local police agencies what kind of tactics they were using against Occupy activists. They specifically requested that information be sought from police departments in New York, Oakland, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Denver, Boston, blah, blah, blah. All the scene of major occupation actions and of violent police repression.
So it's super interesting. So basically what they're saying is that this system was created to allow all these authoritarian organizations to learn how to crack down on shit, where they were sharing information, and almost it allows the CIA to operate within our borders without actually having to operate in our borders. It gives them kind of a back door.
It's actually so the idea is you're breaking down the firewalls. There is very strong firewalls between the FBI and the CIA. In
fact, so the CIA can't do anything, but they can inform the Chicago police what they would like them to do.
Right. So you weren't allowed to you were not allowed literally as a CIA agent to talk to an FBI agent, right? So you could not share information. And after 9/11, when that FBI agent...
Oh, there's middleman now. Yeah, like, so hey, we didn't talk to them, but Chicago Police Department talked to the FBI on behalf of the CIA.
That's why we created what's called the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
So because what happened was, this is in 9/11, before 9/11, there was an FBI agent who was noticing that these Arabic men, who didn't speak very good English, were taking... they were studying on flight simulators, but they weren't interested in how to land. And she went... This doesn't make sense. Send it to her superiors. Her superiors could not get the information to the CIA. I mean, and so the CIA, there was no one to talk to. But they were making a commotion there in the FBI. So that story, that idea, there are a lot of stories like that. That idea was, how do we as a local, what if local law enforcement.
Oh, that's so cute.
Local law enforcement or FBI.
That's a really cute story.
What if they have information on a domestic terrorist?
Yeah.
Or someone in here. How do we get that information?
The PSYOP. Well, that we
if they're
said.
Connected to a cell in another country,
right.
How do we tell them that? And that was the idea. How do we break down these firewalls? But you're right. You're right. Now, be careful when you do that. Be careful when you do that, because you're going to create fusion centers.
Yep.
You're going to create Department of Homeland Security. You're going to create what? The surveillance state. It used to be that there were no cameras. Now there are cameras everywhere. And it only gets worse from here.
Yeah. I would like to have this Brian Callen debate the Brian Callen from 20 minutes ago. that was pro technology. Yeah, well, that would be a fun conversation.
I just always think that, and I'm glad I'm on this wall again. And the reason I'm on this wall is because I am the one who's able to see where the actual threats are coming from, because I learned how to scale a wall.
Brian Callen is like that Spider-Man meme where he's just pointing to himself. That's Brian right now.
Well, I'm looking.
That's totally Brian Callen.
You guys,
watch Brian Callen point to himself. You're wrong.
You guys are in the garden.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're in the garden and I've got to fight air. I mean, look, lions and leopards and all these cats of prey and dragons can scale walls and they can also fly.
But
remember,
also,
a dragon's
real quick,
a snake. It's a cat, and it's an eagle, and that's I'm fighting dragons every single day. That's why I have to be on the wall. And I don't know if you've ever had to fight a dragon while straddling a wall. I can't use my legs, guys. If I can use my feet, we all know what happens to you. You're in big fucking trouble, because my feet, woo! And that's a sound effect that I hear in the gym when I start using my feet, because. I'll touch you up with my hands. We know that. But there are guys who've got an advantage with their hands. But if I bring my feet into it, woo! And I hear a lot of that from the guys watching when I'm in that cage or I'm in that ring or I'm on that floor, okay? And yes, even on the mat. I do use my feet on the mat. Now, here's the thing. I'm not doing that on the wall. You guys keep playing in the garden because I'm looking at where the real threat's coming. And you guys can talk about the boogeyman. Because kids do that.
Yeah. So we're talking about boogeymen, but you're fighting chimera.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but yeah, good point.
What is chimera?
Nobody knows.
The animal you just described.
Yeah.
Chicken, cat, snake, dragon. Nope.
Is that the is that the beast from the Bible, the 10 hens and seven horns?
No, I'm talking about
the 10 heads.
The dragon. I'm talking about a dragon.
So what Brian doesn't know what he's talking about. That's basically Brian buying time to get another horrible take. He can vomit on all of us. This has all been planned. That's Brian. Brian is fighting.
That's the shittiest animal of all time. I would fuck that animal up so bad.
No, it's very
good. It doesn't know if it's coming or going.
Yeah, it's very imposing. It's very imposing.
So all this stuff, like, the governor of Michigan, September or January 6th, all of that stuff was set up to allow a domestic terrorism department to be created. And when you do that, we've talked about this before. I only do it so because Brian can, so he can remember what we talked about. But it's basically along the lines of once you're able to label a U.S. citizen a terrorist, all of his constitutional rights are gone. And that's what they want. And they want to be able to take you, throw you away, not allow you to see a lawyer, not give you a trial day, and you just disappear, which is what we see in communist China, Russia, all this stuff. You talk about the state, you're fucking gone. And that's what they want to do here. And they're trying to do it. But going back to what before Brian just threw up on the conversation was that Klaus Schwab is feeling it, dude.
You can yellow card him for that if you want. Throw it around.
Like, he's not allowed to, like, my takes are highly, highly scholarly and interesting.
Skeptical. I thought you were going to say skeptical. But that's what they want.
Does the kind of armament of logistics around firewalls go to show you that Occupy was an important movement for
It kind of fizzled out.
Why did it fizzle out, though, Brian?
Because you can't camp outside while people are going to work because you run out of money.
By the way, another horrible take by Brian Gale.
You run out of money.
You can't sit. Give me the music. You can't sit on the sidewalk while people go to work. That's what he got out of that movement.
I mean, it's not very.
Don't sit on the sidewalk when people are going to work.
It's just not very. It's not very productive. It just doesn't really work.
What are you talking about?
It's like, all right, like, you know, my.
By the way, if you go, hey, Sam, what is your thoughts on Wall Street? It's a giant Ponzi scheme in which very powerful people play games and make up numbers on why this is worth that. And they just play this game.
That's all of Wall Street?
Yep.
Really?
At the highest levels, yes.
Is that right? How's our economy doing in relation to, I don't know, any other economy right now? I know we have problems, but
I know we got problems.
All the commerce that goes on, all the money that's being made, the businesses that are being developed and funded, Wall Street also does a lot of good. It's a very
like
big,
what's the good that Wall Street does?
We have a $3 trillion economy.
Sir. Oh yeah, Brian. What expense, Brian?
Goods and services.
Yeah.
The fact that we have
we're service industry nation now. Well, we don't make anything because Wall Street decided to move all our manufacturing to third world countries.
Wall Street didn't.
Who did, Brian?
Well, so businesses went.
Brian, hold on.
The Chinese are modernizing. Let's use them because it's cheaper. Guess what? That stuff is coming back to the United States now.
It's time for more horrible takes by Brian Callen.
Outsourcing manufacturing is why everybody owns a car that doesn't break down.
And who made that decision to outsource, Brian?
It was a business decision. It wasn't a political decision.
Real quick, I don't want to get in an argument about that because we're going to get deep into weeds.
Sam,
I would like to know Brian Callen's take on Bill Maher and Drew Barrymore doing their show. Can we talk about that? Or do you want to stay on Wall Street? Because we're not going to get to anything.
No. I mean, talking about exporting cheap labor, I mean, the fact that this is happening, this is what happens.
Guys.
Apple prepped software update to address iPhone 12 radiation concerns. Yeah, there we go.
The radiation concerns are about catching fire, not cancer.
Brian.
They get too hot and they
catch
fire.
Brian, how do you do this?
Guys. So,
Brian, how
Sam,
do you get
you
it all
classic.
Wrong?
So, Sam.
Like,
you,
it's like.
Sam.
It's impossible.
Sam, admit this at least.
You got to get something right some point.
Sam. You just literally.
Hey, I just red card you, Dylan. I just red card you.
Your Honor.
For manipulation.
Your Honor.
What are you, MMA judge in Mexico giving a 10-8 round?
So that's a double yellow. Unfortunately, Sam, you've got to stop talking for 30 seconds.
No,
go.
Sam, you just classically exposed yourself. This is the problem with Sam's mind. He goes, all of Wall Street is a Ponzi scheme. There's nothing more ignorant than that, because Wall Street is also a facilitator of things like raising funds for a very good business. Wall Street also is the reason that a lot of people own their house with algorithms that seem to work. Wall Street's also a reason that everybody you know has an equality of consumption. One of the reasons that you're able to buy a flat screen TV for not $5,000, but $200.
Brian, that's the dumbest take. Again, another dumb take, Brian. Brian acts like back before free trade, everything was $1 billion. That is the dumbest of the dumb takes tonight. Brian, there is a market cap that you, there's a market cap on anything, and you're willing to pay it or not. But guess what, Brian? What happens is that the corporations make a little less money at first, but then they will make more money later on, because once they employ people to manufacture stuff in America, that's more money for everybody, and they'll buy more goods. So in the long run, they'll make more money, but not because they're greedy scumbags. They want to pay pennies for something and charge us thousands of dollars. Please stop.
Man, that is the most simple take I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Telling me a company, yeah.
What?
A company can make. You have Stockholm syndrome with the ruling elites.
You
really
do, Brian. You have Stockholm syndrome.
A company, so a company that has freedom decides they're gonna
Brian,
send their
manufacturing
overseas.
Brian, did you get molested by a capitalist, and that's why you hate capitalism? Is that what's going on here?
I like capitalism.
Brian got diddled by free market
capitalism.
Part of
capitalism is for a company to outsource certain services because it's cheaper, right? That's what you...
I would say that's crony capitalism.
No,
me personally, that's crony capitalism.
No, it's not. If you
yes.
have a clothing company, even a small one, the only place you may have it made is China because it's so much cheaper.
Brian, if they manufacture... Brian, did you know at one point there were 10 cars that were made in the United States? Can you name me any of those cars?
Can you remember,
Brian, can you remember how
good those cars were?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah.
Were they better than Toyotas?
They were good cars, Brian.
Were they?
Well, Brian, what happened was we get into the union.
Why did Americans buy them? Why did Americans? You mean the unions that seem to keep all black people out of their?
Oh my God!
You mean the United Auto
and
Workers?
Jesus!
You mean
and
the United Auto Workers
to,
Union?
He's the straw man. It's gonna gaslight you.
Do you know how much it costs,
Brian?
Now with
you
these concessions,
are so off today. If this is Major League Baseball, you'd be sent down to the minor leagues because you're striking out so much.
That's a good argument, though. I think it's a bell ring worthy argument that's just kind of the nature of capitalism.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Okay, of course the communists.
Unless you want to stop companies
here, that one.
Well, you can stop companies from doing it, but I'm saying that's an inevitable. Like, so when Vietnam, India, and China has this massive middle class and skilled workers who work really hard for cheaper, it's kind of hard to keep a company from going. We could cut costs and go over there. That's kind of what happened, right? Are you saying that's some kind of a global?
Okay, Brian, here's what happened. The U.S. corporations and the U.S. military purposely worked to pull manufacturing out of America to destroy the middle class so they'd have no jobs and more would join the military. That's what they did. The military hey, Dylan, take that trolley, shove it up your ass, okay? Because the U.S. military literally made deals with third world countries if we were allowed to put military bases in your country, you would have a free... Mark, you would have free trade deal with the United States where you could send your goods there for no tariffs and you could tariff U.S. goods coming out. Literally done. Yeah, right. If you play that, you're an idiot, okay? That's a true story, Brian. The U.S. military worked with corporations to move manufacturing out of the United States so they could destroy the middle class and they would get more... More people would have no jobs, wouldn't be able to find work, and hopefully join the military so they can become a cog in the death machine called the military-industrial complex. Those are facts, whether you like it or not.
Sam, you are... So you're telling me that a company, whether it's a textile company or something, that could cut costs by exporting labor overseas... That was somehow a military industrial complex.
Yeah, 100%.
Like so
100%.
So, but I know people who have businesses.
But that's part of it.
But I know
not
people,
the main
but
part.
I know
but
people
a
have
business, part.
No, I know people have businesses who export
aren't you cool?
overseas, and so but that just made financial sense. Why is that some big?
Because
conspiracy?
It was incentivized by the U.S. military.
No,
that's why.
No, it wasn't. Incentivized.
Brian,
wait.
Brian,
oh wait.
Brian.
Wait, China's development? Wait, China's 350 million middle-class
workers? No, part of it, not everything went to China.
That was incentivized,
Brian,
by the U.S. military?
Literally the U.S. military.
What?
Brian, can I ask you something?
Wait a minute.
Brian,
have to stop getting your information from Hollywood
movies. Can I ask you a question, Brian?
Yes. Thank you.
There's Daniel's clock.
Thank you.
Hold
because
on.
Because he is literally... Hold he on. Literally lives what are you doing in right a now? Fantasy world.
Are you telling me that the CIA hasn't helped to develop China? Are you telling me that? Dylan, Sim. Are you telling me Sim. That the social credit score that the Chinese government used wasn't developed by our CIA? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have opinions. He just told me to play the drop.
You know, you have opinions. You have your thumb on the scale of justice and debate between us. I'm going one on two.
Sam, I'm winning, and because you have a simplistic guys versus
you,
bad guys.
You have a fairy tale look at how business operates in the world.
I know how, well, at least I know how business.
You don't know jack squat. That was disrespectful.
No, you don't know
yellow
about.
Card.
Yellow card.
Sam, bang. One Sam, more, bro. I get 30 minutes.
Sam, you don't know anything about
next story.
World
Brian doesn't
economy.
Know anything. Brian, on a show where he's gotten
the
everything
military,
wrong,
wait,
he's got more
wait,
wrong
wait, military,
than ever
the
today.
Military did
this
all
is
this.
Historic.
The military.
Next year, we're
going to
celebrate
labor.
The day. Hey, guys, you remember a year ago when Brian couldn't get anything right? Remember Words Take Brian Callen?
The military exported manufacturing overseas so more Americans would join the military. They failed pretty miserably, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Brian, you think so? How about 9/11, Brian?
Yeah,
people joined the military for 9/11 and they realized it was a giant bullshit that those people in Afghanistan, Iraq did nothing
all
to
those,
us.
Yeah, all those CIA guys were lying about Al-Qaeda. It didn't exist. They didn't fly planes in the building. They were drones.
Okay, finally,
and all those people,
something
okay,
Brian
and
said
all those
real.
People on those
Brian
planes,
finally said something
and all
real.
Those people
thank
on
you.
Those planes were
thank
killed.
You, Brian. Thank you. Yeah.
He's being sarcastic, though. I mean,
yeah, but even
the CIA,
I'll take anything.
The
at this
CIA
part.
Loaded those planes up with passengers and then had them get off the plane and put them in buses and killed them somewhere. Americans.
Yeah, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Brian, it's
and
called
they,
Operation
they,
Northwood.
And then
study
they had,
it.
And then they
same
had
exact game plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Next story. Okay. Alien bodies presented in Mexican Congress. By the way, this is Al Magical's joke. Anything with Mexican in front of it usually means it's not the best quality. Can we agree on that? That's Al Man, right? So when it says Mexican Congress introduced Mexican aliens, I'm suspect at that point, okay? I'm suspect. Man, is that an alien or is that a piñata for a kid to beat for candy? What was that?
I'm not sure.
Brian, hold on. Do you believe that maybe that might be real?
No, I definitely
okay. think
that's the most, that is the lamest, that is the lamest alien.
Yeah, that's
like
the
basically,
worst,
it's paper
bro.
Mache.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, like that is the worst. Like when they opened them up, I was like, that's a bad ET. That's a bad paper mache.
Like,
so it was panned as a stunt? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What a surprise. Like, oh, really?
Oh, it came out that it was a stunt?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, just ridiculous.
But have a better stunt, guys. Like, have it be all, like, you know, mummified. Paper mache.
And looks exactly like E.T. What are you, stupid? Yeah,
did you have fourth graders make the fucking, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, that that was good because we did, I think, 25 seconds on that. So let me grab another story real quick.
Oh, we're out of stories?
No, we're not out of stories. We got plenty more stories.
We're out of stories? I sent you so much stuff.
You sent me a ton
Sam,
of stuff.
Sam, do you think, wait, before we go, do you think there's anything good about, Wall Street? And exporting manufacturing overseas? Is there anything good about that?
I mean, from whose point of view?
From yours, like, do you think that
I would prefer manufacturing? American companies have manufacturing in America,
why?
Hiring American people.
Okay,
that's why.
Well, okay. Do you think though that a service economy isn't just a natural offshoot of a modernized economy? Like the American economy comparatively is crushing because they are a service economy, right? Like so. A service economy doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. A service economy just means we are technologically advanced enough to do that. So we're an economy of ideas, and then you execute those ideas,
right.
The raw ideas out overseas because right. It's cheaper. Is that bad?
I do think it is. I think I would prefer if we had a nice blend of everything.
Well, I think we're getting back to that.
I think what's going to happen is stuff that you've said before, which is they're going to bring back the manufacturing when it's all AI and they don't have to hire a bunch of people.
Well, they are bringing it back with,
which I think is not good.
But what about with, but they're bringing
Americans need
back,
jobs.
But they're bringing manufacturing back to to this country. The problem is, a lot of that manufacturing isn't going to be very labor intensive either, because you have 3D printing and you have technology, robotics.
Yeah, that's what I said.
AI. So how, what do we do about that? Isn't our biggest problem technology and how human beings are not as good as machines pretty soon? Isn't that our problem? Is that a conspiracy, or is that just a byproduct of crazy innovation, right? That's what I'm saying. You understand?
Well, you know, so I have a couple people. I have two guys that cut up my clips on my shows, okay? Well, Dylan's the third, but he's part of the show. But I have guys I've hired to cut up clips. One of them is an American, and he cuts up about 8 clips to me. The other one is a Pakistani.
In Pakistan.
Okay, and he gives me unlimited clips.
So you outsource, you son of a bitch.
Well, I have both.
I know.
I have both.
I know.
So
you're doing what companies do.
No, I have both. So, but the reason I bring that up is because this guy.
Pretty hypocritical.
I know.
What are you talking about? I have an American.
That's another one.
I have an American. No. I have an American who cuts my thing.
He's doing
what
company's doing.
Nope.
And I get
nope.
It.
I have an American.
So gross, Sam.
What are you talking about?
Go on, Sam. Go on, hypocrite.
No, there's no hypocrite.
Listen, you're very hip today.
God, man.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Keep going.
I have nothing but Americans working for me. I'm one Pakistani.
Pakistan isn't exactly our ally. Keep going.
Okay.
God bless the Pakistani people, though.
Dumbass.
I lived in Pakistan.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have like 6 people that work on my shows.
Okay.
American. And 1 Pakistani.
I got no problem with
it. Okay.
I have no problem with it.
Let me finish my statement. Mm-hmm. Okay. My statement is, now, I know this motherfucker uses AI to cut up my clips. And let me tell you, they're not as good as the clips of the guy who takes time to do my clips or what this guy does.
They will be, but yeah, I know.
And he's just having this computer show. They get the words wrong. They don't understand timing and nothing. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
You said that technology is the problem with this country right now.
It's a problem.
Well, the
I said it's going.
Well, which Brian are you talking to? Earlier Brian or now?
Technology creates seismic shifts that all of us have to adjust to, and it makes us feel very lost and scared because we don't fit into the future, and that's the problem. Okay. Global Jeannie Thomas, the Supreme Court justice's wife, caught up in payment scandal.
This is the problem. This is the
corruption.
Problem.
I agree with you.
There was a payment sent right before the Citizens United case got to the Supreme Court to a shell company.
Dude, I'm with you.
Jeannie Thomas was.
That is disgusting.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
corruption. And that's disgusting.
Corruption's
that's as disgusting. I listen, and the reason this is. That's particularly disgusting because Citizens United has destroyed our political process. So that is super disgusting. So when they go, and the problem is that the left has zero ability to get that out. You've done a better job right in that moment of explaining why we should be really upset with Clarence Thomas, as equally upset as the right is with Hunter Biden. Okay, we should, but they don't present that at all. Because in reality, the people signing all the talking heads checks love that Citizens United won that. So they don't really want you to focus that much on that. I would love if we had known, hey man, Clarence Thomas's wife got paid money from a company that was directly involved with the Citizens United case and it got passed. Shouldn't we be concerned? 100%. The reason you give Supreme Court justice lifetime appointments is so that they don't have to worry about losing their jobs. So they can make proper fucking decisions and not have to be worried about getting voted in or out. So I think that's disgusting. I wish I would have known that. Fuck Clarence Thomas and his fat white bitch.
It's funny with the Citizens United because I agree that it really... But the Supreme Court decision on that equated, I guess, raising money for candidates with super PACs and things with free speech. So the idea is I'm allowed to raise money for a candidate because it's they conflated it with my right to to free speech. And I've had people, because there are a lot of problems, like Lawrence Lessig, constitutional scholar out of Harvard, talks about what that did was it just put so much money into politics. And so your government doesn't represent you. It's about fundraisers.
100%.
It's about fundraisers, and it's about, you know, when you're a congressman, you'll vote along the lines that the money tells you to vote. We know this. And special interests don't seem to be canceling each other out. It's the companies like banks that have enough money to get you to do their bidding that that kind of is what rules the day. But when the Supreme Court says that, you know, basically you're allowed to raise as much money as you want for your candidate through a super PAC or whatever, and that is synonymous with free speech, it's a tough one. It's exactly like the abortion debate. I think a lot of Republicans are like, holy shit, because what they realize is that coming into this election, their biggest liability is abortion. But when the Supreme Court says this is a state issue, it is not a federal issue. It was always on federal shaky ground legally, always. And yes, it was precedent. We overturned it. That was something that Republicans wanted to do. They said, let's get federal judges who are conservative and under 40, so they're there forever. And let's do that with the Supreme Court as well. Now what's going to happen is in state elections, most people are not comfortable with making abortion illegal. And it's a major, major issue for Donald Trump and anybody running on the Republican ticket. And you can hear them now kind of backing off. You can hear them going, look, it's a state issue. It's not a I'm not going to get into this. Term limits are something that can be decided by the states. You know, it's really interesting.
Term limits is like, good luck with that. Good luck getting money out and good luck in term limits. Good luck getting the people who are going to be affected by the term limits and the money to vote against themselves.
I meant pregnancy. Sorry. I mean, term limit. Like,
oh, okay.
Limits on.
All right.
Six weeks, 10 weeks, whatever.
So the question is, you know, with these existential crises that we're facing, AI technology and stuff like that, if there's anti-human influence over decisions that need to be made on a human level, how can we not? Thank you for listening, everybody. It was a really fun show today.
What just happened there?
It was a really, really good
show. That was
a
weird moment.
It was intense,
though.
I rang the bell twice. And
Brian
sometimes I've got to dish it out hard.
Yeah.
I got to dish it out hard because Sam gets super simplified.
He rang the bell twice.
Yeah, he gets simplified.
I don't even ring the bell because we assume I'm right.
You got hit with two or three fantasy songs, which
you guys are just ridiculous.
And you should have been hit with more, but I think he was very liberal with you in the beginning. Because your butt gets super tight. But I want to thank everybody for
Can we call this episode Brian Callen's Worst Takes Ever?
No, I was very good today.
Yeah.
And
no.
And I thank you all.
All right, guys. Go to samtrilly.com, grab your tickets. We're gonna be at Skankfest next week and all sorts of stuff. Love you guys. Love you, love you. I won. Bye.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken snake gods and the Anunnaki and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.